Back in May, Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce made the trip out to Funny River to meet with folks who, for years, have sought support for a public boat launch. Last week, a resolution was in front of the Assembly asking for its support in that endeavor, which it gave, though with the caveat to not expect much to happen soon. Here's Mayor Pierce.
I think the thing that I'm focusing on here is just the safe ingress-egress of public access to the river, and that hasn't been provided has obviously been an issue for a long, long time. You know, and the truth of the matter is that I think the agencies that are responsible for providing the planning behind this are ready to create those plans. And as I stated, they don't have the funding mechanism to actually build a boat launch. But I think at some point, should our financial situation change in the state, that this would be given some level of high priority in the future.
Assemblymember Hal Smalley pointed out other infrastructure projects that have been on the drawing board in other subdivisions for decades.
I don't see this access to the river happening anytime soon. 1973, sight unseen, we bought a piece of property out off Salmon Run subdivision with the promise, oh, there's going to be a bridge. And if you live out there, I think about $5 to $7 million has been spent. There's still no bridge. I don't think we will see one for a while. I don't think with the state of the economy right now that we're going to see an access put in there anytime soon. However, I support it because of a safety issue for the residents that are there, for the tourists that come in, for the fire department that might have to access that river in an emergency situation. The access that is available is unsafe, should not be used. I think there needs to be access on the south side that is a viable, safe access point.
To be sure, there is a place at mile 12 of Funny River Road, sometimes called the Hanson property, to get a boat on the river, but that's different than an honest-to-goodness boat launch with proper bank protections and parking for trailers. Just a few years ago, a group came together, the Funny River Boat Launch Coalition, to try and lobby the state to put a launch there. The State Division of Parks, along with ADF&G, managed that parcel and came back with three options. One was for a full boat launch with parking. Another called for access to bank fishing along with some public use cabins and some trails, but no boat launch. Or a third option, to do nothing. That's the option that was ultimately chosen in 2015. But the Division of Parks is now run by Ricky Geese. He was appointed to that position by Governor Dunleavy earlier this year, and prior to that was executive director of the Kenai River Sport Fishing Association. They were in favor of the project then, and its new ED, Ben Moore, is carrying the torch.
We don't have any position on where that boat launch should be at this time, but we are supportive of public access to the river in the most responsible location, with particular regard to protections for the habitat out there. So if a boat launch does go in, if we do put in additional public access fishing platforms and things like that, we want special attention paid to preserving, conserving the habitat in that area.
While CIRSA is in support, the matter hasn't yet come up before the Kenai River Special Management Area Advisory Board. Assemblymember Brent Hibbert is a member of that group.
And I don't believe that has came in front of us. Ricky has his own thoughts on this, but he is not charisma.
The majority of comments from the public at the Assembly meeting were from Funny River residents in support of a project, but even in that little corner of the peninsula, there isn't universal support.
Jason Nodder, I live at the end of Funny River at 17-mile marker. You didn't hear a lot of opposition here today because a lot of us are still working. We're getting off of work. We're on the slope. And we're working in this economy, and it's a very real issue that jobs are getting cut right now. I mean, we're having teachers cut. There's police being cut. And this is, I hear a lot of valid concerns of why we should have the boat launch, but I don't think now is the right time to be spending money on a project that is a luxury. It's a want, not a need, when we have needs that are getting cut at the moment.
The resolution ultimately passed unanimously, but that's mostly symbolic. The next step to pay attention to will be if the State Board of Fisheries visits the topic when it begins its 2019-2020 meeting cycle in October. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.